We're here at Corner House for the opening of the new exhibition by Samantha Donnelly, Contour States. Samantha's represented by the Kerry Hand Gallery. It's Liverpool's only commercial art gallery, which opened in 2008. But earlier this year came the news that it's about to close and relocate in London. I'm here now with Kerry Hand herself. Kerry, what precipitated the decision to move to London?
Well, it was never in our business strategy, to be honest. We'd always hoped that we would be Liverpool, London, LA. But actually, as our artists have been getting more and more interest and more collectors are interested, but also curators and press, we've been exporting a lot of their work down to London, and it's become increasingly pertinent to us that a lot of international interest, we've managed to bring some of them up to Liverpool to see the shows, but actually they all want to come to London and see our artists when they're on their quick trips over. So it's partly about putting the artist first, because that's the whole reason I set up the gallery. So it's whilst it's been an incredibly important thing and totally part of my ambition to support the development of the market, in particular in the Northwest, but also have an ambitious gallery that works internationally rooted in the Northwest. Sadly, my funds just won't stretch to that Liverpool, London, LA at the moment. And I had to really think long and hard about where could I do the most for my artists at this current time. And so instead of doing the reverse, which we've been doing pop-ups in London, and being based in Liverpool, we've decided to flip it. So we're going to be based in London, but we're going to do pop-ups in Liverpool and the North West.
So you're not abandoning the North entirely?
Absolutely not, no. I've been based here for 10 years. I've learnt so much and I've worked with so many amazing people. And really, there's so much in terms of a spirit and ethos that I've learned from being here, that actually on my return to London, I'm going to take that with me. And from the feedback we've had from our clients, but also colleagues and peers and artists, is that they now see us as a conduit to London, which is actually fantastic, because part of my remit has always been to be a transparent commercial gallery that works really well with artists and the public sector and people that we, artists that we don't represent, view us as a friendly gallery that actually is approachable, but also is constantly thinking about how to get the most out of the world for their artists.
And there's always been a sense with you that you straddle that public-private world, and that actually your business is led by your artists rather than the need to make grubby money. But you were spending increasing amounts of time abroad and in London.
Yeah.
Is there a sense that as your artists have grown, that they've outgrown the market in the North?
It's more that I think at the moment there's a bit of a ceiling on the kind of work that collectors in the North are willing to go to. I predicted really when I was doing my analysis before the move that it would have taken me another 5 years to be able to encourage collectors in the North to move to buying an installation such as Contortionist here at Corner House by Samantha Donnelly. The will is there, but actually it's as much about education and relationship development and management, and that takes time. People don't suddenly go from buying a photograph or a drawing to buying a full-scale installation if their house or their home situation hasn't changed. But the will is there. So I think that actually from all the feedback from my collectors is that actually they are going to come and see us and continue to support my artists. So once I've realised that actually I wasn't going to lose that investment in the Northwest, that actually my peers, colleagues and contacts wanted to stay in touch with the gallery and invite us and my artists to do things all over the country, I realised that actually the philanthropic gesture, which it really is to open a commercial gallery anywhere the first few years, is really about taking the same amount of risk as artists and actually running as fast as artists, but also running really close to the bone financially. So I think at the end of the day, it's not just my artists and myself, but I also had investment from some friends and who've invested in the gallery. They've invested an awful lot of money that they can't continue to keep doing. We have to make it work, and we have to make the artists some money. That's what we're here to do.
Yes. So, well, you are a commercial gallery, you're not a public service.
Exactly. So I think at the end of the day, I feel inspired by what we've done, and the support that we've managed to garner in the Northwest has been fantastic, and our artists are still based here.
Yes.
So actually, it's not like our links are going to disappear. So.
No. So artists like Ian Rawlinson, they're still based.
It's actually Matthew Holding and Samantha Donnelly who are based here at the moment. And then obviously we've got artists like Bedwyr Williams and S. Mark up in Wales. So they're kind of dotted all over. And actually just a few of our artists are based in London. But actually it's precisely because the artists have built up a support, and we've built support kind of regionally and nationally, that actually now they all need that show in London. Mm-hmm. And actually, because of my background in the publicly funded sector, you know, I can work with them to help them push their work as far as they can go and really give them that show.
Yeah, it makes sense. I'm thinking about Liverpool. Liverpool, the art scene there seems to be changing. With Lewis Biggs leaving the biennial, the new appointment there. Funding cuts, obviously, biting hard in Liverpool, as everywhere. You're leaving.
Yeah.
What do you think about the art scene in Liverpool, contemporary art in particular? Will it remain as strong as it has been?
I think when needs must, and I think flowers, you know, always grow. And I think that actually some people have seen it as a kind of slight wake-up call, in a sense that actually change does come naturally, and it's important for me and for everyone else in Liverpool actually that it's young artists that take the lead and actually start up being much more proactive about the way they want to be shown, about the way they want to be communicated with by institutions, and actually start setting up more things that they would like to be part of rather than waiting for a top-down approach. I did expect more galleries to pop up and take my lead, and I would that might have made a difference actually. But I never wanted in a way the gallery I think has been important in terms of bridging that gap, but actually artists can do that.
Yes.
So the Contemporary Arts Society is incredibly important, I think, for providing that objective introduction to artists in their studios. But artists can also take that lead.
Okay, so you're moving to London. You're hoping to open in April
the 27th.
So we can see a space, the Kerry Hand Gallery in London.
You can,
April.
And we'll be launching with Mel Brimfield, which I'm really excited about.
Fantastic. Well, keep us informed.
Certainly will do.